Have you ever thought about what is your confidence level? Let's think from a 1 to a 10, with 10 being the highest number. What is your level of confidence? Do you know that that affects you in everything you do, not just your relationships, but also your work, decisions, and everything else you do? There's two kinds of confidence. There's confidence in yourself, and then there's confidence in others. Others is a little more easier one. So when you have confidence in others, they have probably built influence in you by sharing things with you, encouraging you, teaching you things, being reliable. Like if they make a commitment, they follow through with it. So you have confidence in them. Now the other one, self-confidence, is not always as easy. First of all, having confidence in yourself. You believe in yourself, your abilities. You like yourself, right? You're able to speak out, take a stand, sometimes say no. You are courageous, meaning you have the courage to do these things, because without self-confidence, you don't have the courage to step out, right? And people with self-confidence, they can make a decision because they do believe in themselves. So let's look at this. Three things that can help you with self-confidence is self-talk. Always pay attention to how you talk to yourself. What words do you use when you're talking to yourself? Be a person who follows through. Like if you make a commitment and say you'll do something, follow through, because guess what? You feel better about yourself and that develops your confidence. Also, being thoughtful of other people. Sometimes we have to get our eyes off of ourselves and be looking at what I can do for the other person. When you feel good about yourself, you feel confident. Thanks for listening, Connie with Connie's Clever Concepts.